Chapter 14. Wednesday, November 7th.
Cooper, 7:40 p.m. We are at a coffee shop sitting round a big table in the back because there are so many of us. As well as Chris, who's come with me, there's Ashton with Addie and Maeve, who's come with Bronwyn. Soon, we're putting together everything we know, and Bronwyn is writing sticky notes as fast as we are speaking. They're all over the table in groups. So far, we have about the detention. Someone put phones in our backpacks. We were put in detention. Simon was poisoned during detention. Bronwyn, Nate, Cooper, Addie, and Mr. Avery were in the room. The car accident made us look out the window. About Simon. Simon was writing violent things on weird forums. Jake and Simon used to be friends. Simon paid two kids to have a car accident. Janae said, Simon hated being an outsider. Simon was upset that Keely didn't want to be his girlfriend. Simon was depressed. About other people. Leia Jackson cut her wrists. Aiden Wu was so ill he never came back. Mr. Avery hates everything about technology. Other students on weird forums could hate Simon. Janae was close to Simon, and his death has upset her. Janae seems depressed. Jake wrote at least one Tumblr post. Jake was at football practice when Simon died. Jake is a control freak. The note about Jake being a control freak comes from Ashton. Addie looks upset, but Ashton says, It's true, Addie. He planned your whole life for 3 years. Then, as soon as you did something he didn't like, he got really, really mad. There are two other notes. Bronwyn tells us she and Leia made a mistake and told Simon the wrong date for applying to the Model UN. And he started harassing Leia just after that. And I tell them what Keely told me when we broke up. She hooked up with Nate at a party so she could get away from Simon. We sit staring at the notes. I keep wondering, why us? I say. No one put a phone in Leia's bag, says Bronwyn, and Aiden never came back to Bayview. Mr. Avery was at the front of the lab when Simon got the water, I say. He saw the crash with us, then went to the parking lot. And he won't use computers, so he wouldn't be able to write posts for about that, adds Bronwyn. We decide to forget about the three of them. And why was a good piece of gossip about me being gay not published, and something wrong about me taking drugs published instead, I say. Excuse me, says Chris in his careful English. He's been quiet since we got here. All the attention has been on you four because you were in the room, and it would be almost impossible for anyone who wasn't in the room to kill Simon, right? Right. So, he says, if the killer wasn't any of you, and nobody thinks it was the teacher, who does that leave? He puts two of the sticky notes on the wall. Simon was poisoned during detention. Simon was depressed. We are all silent for a long minute until Bronwyn says, He compared each of us to a stereotype in a teen movie and said, I'm the storyteller who sees everything. Then I said there wasn't anybody like that in teen movies, and he said that this was real life. So, you think Simon killed himself, says Ashton. Chris nods his head. But why? Why like that? Maybe this was Simon's school shooting, says Bronwyn. Kill himself and ruin some students' lives at the same time. Make it appear that they murdered him. What was it he said on that forum, Maeve? Do something better. Explode a bomb. Use a knife. Or ruin a few people's lives instead of shooting them. I think of seeing Simon gasping for breath, dying. I don't think he wanted to die in the end, I say. He looked as if he wanted help. If help had come in time, maybe he would have become a different kind of guy. Chris gets hold of my hand under the table. Bronwyn and Addie look as if they're remembering that afternoon in detention. They know I'm right. I think we might be finished here, then Maeve speaks. But how does Jake fit in? Chris leans forward. If Jake isn't Simon's killer, he worked with him. Someone had to continue things after Simon died. Simon found out about Addie and TJ, Bronwyn says. Maybe he told Jake because he knew Jake would want to get revenge. Addie suddenly stands up. Stop, she says. Jake wouldn't. I can't. Sorry, says Bronwyn. Addie, I... Ashton stands up too, puts her arm round Addie's shoulders, and gently leads her out of the coffee shop. Maeve watches them. It seems impossible to get to the truth, doesn't it? She looks hopefully at Chris, as if he could do some more magic with sticky notes. Chris points to a note near him. Perhaps there's someone who knows something useful. Janae seems depressed.
Nate, 11:30 p.m. So, here's how you manage to live while you're locked up. You don't talk about your life or why you're here. Nobody cares. You make friends. Not real friends, because it's useful to be in a group. You don't break rules. You do exercise, and you watch television. A lot. You don't complain about how slowly time passes. When you've been arrested for a capital offense, and you're nearly 18, it's good that time passes slowly. You don't think about what's outside. Or who. Especially if you think she'll forget about you.